camp. He's been given a 2-year suspended prison sentence. During his trial, Day apologised, calling the Nazi campaign hellish insanity. He's described hearing screams from gas chambers.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you there's some encouraging news of some sort of break in this intense heat, but really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again, and tonight slowed down to about 76. Over the weekend, now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views. That means, of course, it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Man, it is a good morning. How about you guys?
Doing very well. Eddie actually had to step out for a second, but I was just telling you off air, I went by the house I'm about to move into, and y'all did fantastic work with new carpets, new flooring. Is it vinyl flooring, I believe? It felt that.
It is vinyl. Vinyl planks, what we put in your house.
And it's very, very good stuff. It already, the former tenants, let's say, did not behave responsibly. It just baffles me how people take care of certain things, but y'all did a great job stripping up all that old carpet that kind of stank, a little stanky, and put down this new stuff, and it looks great. It already has improved the smell in the place, so I'm very happy for the work Prattville Carpet did.
And I tell you, that vinyl plank is waterproof, so if you spill something on it and didn't realize that it has an accident, you didn't catch it, no big deal. It can dry up, you can mop it later. You mop it with whatever you want to.
Very good.
And you're talking about a bad tenants. I had a friend of mine, I won't say who it is, but if she's listening, she's going to be laughing. They ended up doing $40,000 damage to the home. Flooded the whole place, turned all the faucets on, plugged up the, had water running out the windowsills.
Oh, good Lord.
The only thing that survived that was the vinyl plank. Everything else, sheetrock, baseboard, everything else had to go. We went in there, and she's like, okay, I'm putting this in every one of my houses from now on. I said, I told you so. It's the way to go. Once you do it, you're done with it. You don't have to pull with it again.
And it really does look like traditional hardwood, but you have that added element of waterproof, and I think it's a better option in many ways because it is easier to clean, and you don't have to worry about, you know, specialty cleaners and whatnot. So I really appreciate y'all doing that in the place I'm about to live. But Ray and the team at Prattville Carpet can help you out in any way, folks, whether it is, you know, you want to put down the vinyl flooring or do carpet, or I love that you can also do with the ceramic tile backsplashes and bathroom renovations, and you have pretty quick turnaround time.
We're right now about 2 weeks out on all our installation. Unless, like with your situation, we need to get it done, then we figure out how to get it done.
Very good.
Because you do have a lot of realtors that they're going to closing, they move the furniture out, all of a sudden there's a big stain that nobody knew about, and it's going to halt everything. On that situation, usually you can get a turnaround within the day.
Right. Yeah, I mean, y'all are doing great things, and no wonder so many folks are telling me about Prattville Carpet. What's that number, 285-8117?
And you come out, we'll come out and give you that free measurement and start picking everything out. About 2 weeks later, you have a new floor. Just that simple.
It is that simple. Again, folks, Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. More News and Views. Second hour begins when we come back.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Thank you, Rand Paul, saying the lockdowns were a bad mistake.
Yeah.
Senator Paul also said, even though he's not from New York, that Governor Cuomo should be impeached. Amen. Like, I appreciate Rand Paul sticking up for a little bit of sanity and liberty in these troubled times. But speaking of troubled times, how about troubled minds? Joe Biden, I'm just going to play this. Y'all listen in. This is Biden doing a virtual town hall, I believe, with SEIU representatives. Listen to what Biden has to say here.
You know, screw it up.
No, what you're doing makes such a gigantic difference in people's lives, Sook. I'm not trying to be nice to you. I'm being deadly earnest about it. I genuinely mean it. And what President Trump has done in going his spreading of racism, the way he deals with people based on the color of their skin, their national origin, where they're from, is absolutely sickening. No sitting president has ever done this. Never, never, never. No Republican president has done this. No Democratic president. We've had racists, and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has. And the way he pits people against one another is all designed to divide the country, divide people, not pull them together. And what you're doing is you're allowing families to be able to stay together because they're able to make a living because you are able to be there taking care of either their elderly parent and or their child. And what I'm doing is I'm going to spend a lot of money and it will return significantly.
How is he going to return a lot of money when he's talking? First thing out of his mouth is he wants to do away with the tax cuts Trump put in.
Right. Well, and also, I'll put it this way. When was the last Republican president before Donald Trump? George W. Bush, right?
Bushy.
Was George W. Bush called a racist?
Yes.
All right.
After he made Katrina.
Yeah. He steered that storm right there.
He didn't just steer it. He created it.
Was Ronald Reagan called a racist?
Multiple times.
Yeah. Nixon? Well, he wasn't just called one. Listen to the tapes.
But he's not a crook.
Mm-hmm. Woodrow Wilson was a... Oh, Lord.
Being racist.
Terrible, brutal racism. Yeah, the early progressives were something, man. What the hell was Joe Biden talking about? Now, and this is this game, this amnesia. He's the worst ever. He ran on dividing the country. Really? Do you think what you just said there, Joe, is going to unite people?
Against Joe?
Yeah. It's just so asinine. Yeah, they're essentially going to continue to play this card. And I will say, Donald Trump is rough around the edges. This is why I tend to like his personality, that he calls it like he sees it. But the idea that he is explicitly making policy on the basis of race just seems asinine to me and an overstatement. And what Biden just said there is not only historically ignorant, it is also ignorant of the same strategy the Democratic Party has foisted onto the country for decades as well. That if we can't call the Republican president is evil, stupid, and racist. It's the same thing every time. Yeah. Because that's what they think of you.
Also, they have no fresh
ideas.
It's
deplorables all over again. Basket of irredeemables all over again.
Basket of irredeemables. I like that, Joey.
272-9228. Isn't it lovely how politics brings us all together? Let's go to the phones and talk to Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Pretty good.
I'm a little worked up.
Good.
I feel divided.
Listen, I am too. I commend you 100% on what you just said about Biden. Mm-hmm. He is evil. I mean, if people better wake up. If we have this president elected, we are doomed.
Here, Linda, though, I want to push back a little bit. When you said Biden's evil, here's the deal with Biden. He's been around for how long was he in the Senate? Like 40 years?
Yep.
And he's so... I don't know your age and everybody out there listening, Linda, but I'll put this as mildly as I can. He's so old...
He's out of touch.
...that he doesn't come across as all that threatening in a way. Now, I understand that you're reading... you're looking at the larger picture, and I agree with you, Linda. But
yes.
When you just look at Biden, the guy, you look at him as sort of like, oh, no, Joe's kind of losing it a little bit. Oh, no, what is Joe talking about there? But he doesn't come across as, like, incredibly threatening. And it's almost like, hey, that's in his favor. It's like, well, what's this old doddering fool going to do? And that's what I worry about, is he gets away with saying all this stuff, and people are like, that's just old Joe. He's not a threat. He's not a radical.
Old Joe's going to have his finger on the button.
No, I'm not that worried about that, honestly.
Do you want Joe answering the phone at 3 in the morning?
No, I don't want Joe answering my phone at all. This is Joe Biden.
Right. Who's calling here so late? It's past 8 o'clock.
But yeah, I think his persona, when you see some of the more radical elements of the Democratic Party, it makes sense. But when you look at Biden, you're like, oh, that old fool. And that's, I think, where Trump's got a little bit of an issue, where he wants to say Biden's an old fool, but then he wants to point out how dangerous he is. And he's going to try to do that by saying he's such an old fool that he's a puppet and easily manipulated by the radical left. And I think it's a good argument.
Yeah, look at Biden. He's their sacrificial lamb. If he doesn't make it, so what? They don't care. Throwing him out one last time.
Oh, and by the way, Biden said he's purposely judging people on the basis of the color of their skin and their race and nationality. Isn't it Joe Biden who said a while back, if you can't decide whether or not to vote for me or Donald Trump, you ain't black?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What the hell? So who's dividing on those lines? It's just amazing.
Really? So, Joey, I don't know if I sent the video to you, but videos of him back in the early 80s where he's getting busted for basically doing other people's speeches.
And I think that's actually going to be the angle. Biden's had this long, long career.
Long history of that.
And he's done a lot of odd things. He's done a lot of insider corrupt things, or at least you can spin it that way. He's done a lot of things throughout his career. Some I'm sure Joe doesn't even remember doing.
Of course.
Convenient.
So he's going to try to do this whole shtick. And it's the classic. It's what Obama did. It's what Hillary Clinton tried to do, is that we're all about peace, love, and uniting the country. No red states, no blue states, and then we get in power, and it's like, screw those people who cling to their guns and religion. They're holding us back. So it's amazing how big of a bigot both Biden and Obama were, when they ran in 08 when it came to, say, like, gay marriage.
But they were the big uniters.
Right. It's just that particular line of argument is always absurd to me. Like, Trump wins, country's going to be divided. Biden wins, country's going to be divided. Hey, we're divided.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Linda, it was good chatting with you.
It's scary. It is scary. Yeah. I love y'all's show and keep it up. Can you put me in the squeak creek?
That's going to be later today. Call back when the band's on.
2 hours.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Joe, I got a question for you. Yeah. Where is Hunter Biden?
Where's Hunter? Isn't that his first? I changed his first name to Where's. Hunter?
Yeah.
No, I think that's what's going to come at Biden. It's going to be the Burisma issues. They're going to bring that up. They're going to bring up, we'll see what happens with his Durham report. Mm-hmm. There are rumors that something will happen by the end of this month. I'm not going to hold my breath.
Right.
Honestly, I'm just a little frustrated the whole process. I believe something very, very bad happened there. And it's not because of my love for Trump. It's because I've been following the abuse of the surveillance powers, let's at least say since Snowden leaked information. And to see that it was, in fact, manipulated intelligence and law enforcement powers were used for very explicitly political means to foist an entire investigation on an incoming president that lasted 2 years. Yeah, I don't like that. Just from the basis of, you want to know what divided the country, how about that? As soon as this guy, before he even puts his hand on the Bible and says, I done a Jan Trump, before he even does anything like that, you're saying he's a Russian asset. And then it wasn't because Hillary's a terrible candidate who didn't visit battleground states. It's no, because the Russians stole it.
Right.
The things people will believe for the sake of, well, I won't say it. The things people believe for the sake of power, I'll put it that way.
I got you. Well, for the record, I looked up, where's Hunter Biden now? Okay.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden has left the lobbying and become a fine artist.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
Oh, is he hanging out with W, doing watercolor painting?
That's what I'm wondering. Or, you know, there's another way to hide money through art dealings. That's, you know, that's not a surprise.
And when we come back, we got to hit this break. They're covering it now, right now on Fox. Trump allies hit Representative Cheney. There are still divisions within the Republican Party, all right. Plenty of divisions. And in particular, it's the hawkish wing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to be everywhere forever. Like, we can't leave Afghanistan. It's not allowed.
Then we put them there. You want us to be somewhere forever, especially Afghanistan? Guess what? Great idea. Pack your bags, buddy. You're going to Afghan.
Go ahead, Liz. Let's go fight.
Yeah.
272-9228. Did you see that Biden-Obama sit-down conversation?
No, I don't think I saw that
one. Yeah, they're sitting there talking about, essentially it's the same narrative. Trump's the first president who ran on division. I mean, you can either, as a president, do something that's ennobling, that inspires people, or you can do something that's bad and really divides the country. And this guy doesn't ever do anything ennobling.
Hmm.
Yeah, Barack Obama was so ennobling.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
You know, get your heads out of your asses, America. Wake up to how dishonest this game is. That's why I'm trying to focus on issues, but the politics keeps rearing its ugly head.
Every day.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This hour, news and views, as always, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams a call at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 to noon when we come back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, there are all these fights going on. Apparently there was a big fight between Representative Yoho and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Apparently there was a confrontation between Ted Yoho, he's a Republican from Florida,
okay,
and AOC. And, it's just tensions are high right now. They're quite high. But I am interested in this, Liz Cheney and the Hawks, wanting to take advantage of, I think, what they see as weakness in the president. But the president, say what you will about Donald Trump, but he said, I want to get out of foreign wars and all these wars abroad. All right, Benny, hold on. And that's what he's been trying to do and extricate himself. Oh, by the way, you remember when the sky was going to fall, the Russians were going to take over the Middle East, and everything was going to go to hell in Syria when we moved a few hundred troops away from the Syrian-Turkish border? Mm-hmm. Have you heard any more about that since?
No, just Erdogan going crazy in general.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Erdogan is crazy.
Right.
Well, I think what happened is the president extricated Americans out of a very, very bad situation.
Yes.
And it's good for America to do that.
Thank you.
And the idea that we should be right there in the middle of a neo-Ottoman dictator, an authoritarian Russian thug,
no
as well as the clean-shaven line of the Levant,
yeah,
Bashar al-Assad. Let's just get in the middle of that and make all of these people get along.
No.
What the hell do you want us to do, Liz Cheney?
When you see dogs fighting like that, you let them fight. But if you get in it, you're going to get bit.
And so, this idea that we have to be always and forever fighting all these wars for American security, I think, is overblown. I can understand forward deployment and wanting to deter people. But the idea that we have to continue to what is now the Afghan war is the longest war in American history.
Yep.
And what have we got to show for it?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. So 272-9228. Let's go to Penny. Hey, Penny.
Penny lover.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Joey, the other day when you were on with Dan, you had a person call in that said he had gone in to do a heart cath, a diagnostic heart cath, and then he had to go back in and have the interventional catheterization done.
Right.
Well, I think everybody needs to be educated in the healthcare industry, especially now. I mean, all the patients that are going to visit a healthcare facility, because especially now with the COVID, you don't need to go back in that many more times and expose yourself to a positive COVID patient or any other infection. But what I found so unethical about it is that he said a particular cardiologist did his diagnostic heart cath, but I wonder if the cardiologist actually told him up front, hey, if I go in there and I see you have a clogged artery, I can't do anything about it. You'll have to come back in again. But I can guarantee you if it was their family or them themselves, they would find only an interventional cardiologist to do the heart cath, because an interventional cardiologist can go in there, see that you've got blockage, and can put a stent in place and do some therapy.
Hmm.
So that man is going to have to go back in again and be subjected to all the side effects of any procedure, only for the probably the reason for that is greed. It is pathetic, and I'm a healthcare provider, and it hurts my heart to know that they did another individual that way. That is just unethical. And I mean, everybody needs to know that you don't need a diagnostic cardiologist, because if they go in there and they see you're about to have a heart attack, they are useless. And, oh, by the way, they're supposed to have an interventional cardiologist on standby so he can come in and do the intervention instead of having to make you go through that procedure again, all of which I'm sure they did not disclose that to that man. Because, let's see, how many times do you want to go in and have a procedure? I don't know anybody who's going to raise their hand and say, oh, let's do it to me twice when I can get it done all in one fell swoop. I think that is so unethical, and it hurts my heart as a healthcare provider. And the reason I'm calling in is because knowledge is power, and we need to share that knowledge with people who are going to have a procedure or some healthcare procedure done. And it's just horrible, because a layperson doesn't know to ask that question.
Right.
And they know that, so they chose to withhold it from them. And in my book, that's no different than lying.
Amen. Amen.
And I just find that so disheartening. And, your healthcare industry is supposed to be an industry that you can trust. And to know that greed is ruling it now is pathetic.
Well, and I think like any other industry, you should get a second opinion. You should shop around. Don't just take the first person you go to's word at it. Make them Absolutely. Actually earn your business. Even if you might be in a desperate situation, make them truly earn your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we've already seen the greed already in this city alone. Dr. Sanchez is in jail for how many millions of dollars he embezzled with a pill mill. Dr. Steele here in town, he's waiting for his sentencing. And they're ruining it for all the honest healthcare workers and providers. But, you know, beware, people, because that's despicable.
They busted another doctor yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. A DA.
Which one was it?
Give me a second. The name didn't sound familiar to me, and that kind of made me feel good because that means
and
it
wasn't clear on what they're charging him with either. The news has been
they say pill mill, but it sounds more like cash.
It was over on Woodmere, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see. Agents with Drug Enforcement Association executed a search warrant at the medical practice of Dr. Delivero Beauchamp, MD, in East Montgomery. So
I'm not familiar with that one either.
Neither am I.
Yeah.
But they lead it with pill mill, but the story doesn't really, you don't get a whole lot of story out of it. Getting from WSFA, so.
Well, you know what's so sad is you can report a pharmacist, a nurse, or a doctor to the board, and 9 cents out of 10, they don't do anything to them.
Right.
But you know why Sanchez and Steele went down? Because of all the Medicare and Medicaid fraud. That's what got their trump card, you know, to where they got prosecuted quicker because of the billions and millions of dollars they're embezzling and fraud from their taxpayers.
And on a general level, kind of a 10,000-foot level, Penny, when it comes to health care, I get very frustrated. My mother was a nurse her whole life. She worked in different type of venues as a registered nurse. And, you know, from talking to her, but also just getting to know people in the medical industry, I get very frustrated that it's one of the most regulated, controlled industries in the entire country. And it's not an industry with, I think, enough robust competition. And they do this in all sorts of different rationales for why they want to regulate it. But in my mind, it really isn't always about safety.
No, it isn't. And to be honest with you, I have been a victim of two healthcare fraud episodes myself. One of which a pharmacist knowingly and willingly overdosed me with the high-dose flu vaccine in 2014, gave me Guillain-Barré, which is a very rare disorder, put me down for a year and a half. I had to have physical therapy and extensive treatment. I'm still suffering
from
neuropathy
purpose?
From that. Well, it was for greed. Well, because let me tell you this. I reported him to the Board of Pharmacy.
Yeah.
And because they don't really hold them accountable, if you ask me. It's a board, but they're not really protecting the public.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was, because I didn't die, is they said, well, we're going to put it in his chart.
Yep. Put it in his record.
And so, you know, he can kill who knows how many more. And if I had not been a nurse, I would have not even caught what he did.
Wow.
Because he lied on the administration record that I had to ask him to give me. Because I work in healthcare, I had to show that I had a flu vaccine. And he documented on the piece of paper that he gave me the regular dose, which is the flu zone.
Mm-hmm.
However, the lot number that he put on that piece of paper was the flu zone high dose. And that's only approved for people 65 years and older. It was 4 times the dose I was supposed to receive. I'm lucky I'm alive. But when I reported him and they did a investigation, he responded back in writing and he said that he knew he gave me the high dose and overdosed me, but he didn't think it would hurt me. And when I called him and confronted him on the phone about it, he was like, well, that was the only dose I had. And so he's an independent pharmacist, and he had to make a living. So that's why I said, you know, you could have ordered a correct dose for me. Well, yeah, I know, but that's the only one I had, and he needed to make the $60 that day. And luckily, I used to be an accountant before I went back to school to be a nurse, and so I used to be a real estate accountant, and so when I checked into all the real estate that he owns, I found that he's in leverage up to his yin-yang and debt on real estate.
There you go.
So there you go.
Yep.
There you go.
He's got financial incentive, and honestly, when you have people like that, and you did the investigative work that anyone else should have done.
On my own.
Right.
Yes.
And they and even that you did it, if you were able to present that to someone, why wouldn't they have pulled him? He's somebody we trust.
Yeah, and you go in there thinking he's going to make us smart. And you know what else? They didn't do a drug test on him or anything. He is an independent pharmacy, has maximum exposure to any types of drugs.
Yeah.
He could be on addicted to pain medicine or anything. They didn't even do a drug test on him to protect the public. Mm. An independent pharmacist. And
that should be a requirement.
It's very disheartening. He owns his own pharmacy, just one little place. So, yeah. So it's very disheartening. And that's why I think we need to share the knowledge with the public, because somebody's got to do it, because it's clearly not being done.
Well, folks need to do their due diligence.
Definitely.
And don't just take people at the word out, even so-called, you know, trustworthy experts in whatever field. Always good
right.
for a second opinion and double check what's actually going on, especially with something they're putting in your body.
Yeah.
These basic things.
Yes.
Penny, I got to run. Great call.
Hey, thank you, Penny,
absolutely.
For calling.
Very informative.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
272-9228.
Joey, that's just crazy, man.
Yeah.
But there, yeah. You know, if you do some research in the news, you'll see a lot of pharmacists have got chemical dependencies, and it usually,
well,
I mean,
the trick
they
of
get
being,
busted.
Because they're so knowledgeable about
yeah.
drugs, and they're usually pretty intelligent, high IQ people, they think, oh, I can get away with it.
Yeah.
I won't go too far. I can manipulate the law where I don't get caught, and I won't get hooked in the
right.
way
I know what I'm doing.
Hooked.
I'm a pharmacist.
Right. It's sad. You know, pharmacists, nurses, people who are closest to that system think, oh, I'm bulletproof from the usual things you see people run
yeah.
into. It's hubris. It's a very foolish thing, and it can affect other people.
Definitely. In her case,
it's amazing. Yeah, how certain bad decisions lead to more bad decisions.
Yeah, I needed $60 that day, so,
yeah.
You know, it's just...
272-9228. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from y'all, too. You know, Penny hit it right on the head. I mean, she couldn't have made it any clearer. And see, law enforcement, they're under the microscope. Their work is for the whole world to see on body cams, from helicopters, from the streets, from people with their cell phone. But what goes on in the medical field,
mm-hmm.
behind closed doors, restricted areas, medical malpractice, 200,000 people, conservative, die every year, misdiagnosis, mismedication. People think they're God, and, well, I know better. And nothing ever happens to them, like Penny said.
You're right.
Right.
There's no bright light. And then you've got the good old boy network. You talk about
mm-hmm.
the thin blue line.
Mm-hmm.
You got a white line in that medical field, and they cover their butts, and they make sure, oh, you might get your license suspended for a year, but you'll come return to play the game another day.
And it's amazing when you look across the board. The only institution that has any level of trust right now is the military. And then go ask people who have actually been in the military, how much do you trust the military?
Right. Yeah.
But the police aren't trusted anymore. The court system isn't trusted no. anymore. I mean, Congress sure as hell isn't trusted anymore.
No.
I mean, if you look at the legislature generally here locally, how much trust do we have in them to do the right thing? It's not about individual people. It really isn't. Sometimes it is, but usually it's not. It's just the way the game works. Don't hate the players. Hate the game.
That's right.
So you don't trust the politicians.
I hate to say it.
Right. You know, but I trust my guy.
Right. Mine is good. It's everyone else.
And this is the thing.
Right.
Like, the big thing you're hearing from people on the left right now is Trump's this authoritarian, sending the jackboots into Portland. And, you know, they're taking whatever they can. And like I said, we talked about yesterday, Steve, I don't like how years ago the border was redefined 100 miles inland.
Yeah.
There are a lot of civil liberty concerns that I worry about just as much as anybody on the left or the right. But it's more the political game that drives me crazy, because I see these folks who are saying Trump's an authoritarian. He has too much power. And I saw folks for years say the same thing about Barack Obama. And I always have in the back of my mind, it's not that y'all don't like that power being up there. It's just that you don't like that it's not yours to wield right now.
Exactly.
And then this is where, as we don't trust any major public institution anymore. Do you trust academia and the university?
You can't.
Do you really trust the media, like national media? Like,
no.
Where do we go to? And would you say that life that emanates from the church, church life, faith, does that really govern our society in a very robust way? I think individual people it does.
Individually, yes.
But is it like the major thing that gives force and purpose to our American culture? I would say, unfortunately, no. So where the hell are we?
You know, and when our former president and Hairy Legs were sitting down having that heart-to-heart talk, I wonder why they didn't come up with all these great plans when they were a team, you know, before. And I'm sure, you know, old Hairy Legs looked at him and said, look, you've already deemed Hillary as the greatest, smartest, best person to ever run for president. Right. So, you know, what am I? You know, am I chopped liver? But I don't think he's going to make it to the... I mean, he keeps making these crazy statements. Like yesterday, he said that, you know, Trump's first president, the first racist.
First racist to get elected.
Yeah. He doesn't remember what the first 3 or 4, 9 or 10 presidents owned slaves.
Right. They weren't racist. They were victims of circumstance.
They were victims of circumstance. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too, Steve. And the point I would make on that is obviously the early part of the country, racism was very prominent. It was codified in law. Slavery existed, chattel slavery. But I'm more saying, let's do modern politics. Every single Republican president has been called a racist by Democrats. And is it because those Democrats really believe it? Maybe some of them.
Or is it reflecting
an effective political tool?
Or are they reflecting their own mindset on others?
Well, but you brought this up to me off air earlier, Eddie. This is Democrat Representative Bobby Rush.
Yeah.
Trump, quote, wants to instigate a race war and be, quote, grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes. And the dude is...
What the hell?
The dude is serious, but also he's in a position that he doesn't need to be in. His mental faculties of this individual...
How old is Bobby Rush?
He's an older individual.
Maybe that's what's going on. And I don't want to sound like a young brat millennial, but we got a bunch of old people who don't have their wits about them running the country.
When we come out with salacious things like this, and this is his true feeling, and he's a member of government. And also, anyway. Did you look at what he used to do, Joey?
Well, at least, you know, we could watch sports. At least there are new movies to go.
No.
At least we can go to church.
No. Ooh, but what you can do? I don't know how much everyone's going to appreciate this, but in Houston, they've taken the strip clubs outdoors, and you got to drive through strip club now.
That'll save the country, Eddie.
Well, I'm going to go down there and check it out, make sure the...
That'll save the country. Men acting like pigs and women happy to oblige.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll save
us. Now, they got their mask on. I've been told, I asked if I needed to bring a mask. They said, no, we have one. Our women have masks on. They did advise me to bring singles.
Good God. What the hell is happening in this country?
Yeah.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize
maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you there's some encouraging news of some sort of break in this intense heat, but really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again, and tonight slow down to about 76. Over the weekend now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, "Fix me." Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Breathe out.
and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
These truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, we first started playing that Biden drop, that clip there. Yeah. It's kind of, oh, that's hilarious. Look at him being... But I think that clip right there, folks, sums up where America is today. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created. Oh, we all forgot.
So we know, but we just...
Well, you know the thing.
Right.
Yeah, you should, but do we really?
That's a good thought, Joey, because like when people say, it's my First Amendment right, and they're talking about like, gun control.
What do you mean by the First Amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard somebody say the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God help us. 272-9228. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You owe it to yourself, folks. If you're a current homeowner and you haven't refinanced in a while, to call Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. She can save you money.
What did Kim say the other day? If your interest rate starts with a 4.
4% or above, she is guaranteed to save you money. But even if it's lower than that, she's still pretty much able to save you money. It's amazing.
She came in here with those numbers the other day. I had to ask her, when have you ever seen interest rates this low?
Especially if you're a veteran, they're really on top of the latest
big
VA
time.
Home
yep.
loan programs, and they can refinance or get you that first mortgage at an incredible rate.
And honestly, the veteran programs for buying a house, that is the best program out there, bar none.
Right. And before you try to call some 1-800 lender or use some fancy mortgage app, no, go to a local lender. Yep. It's a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing.
That's right.
Guaranteed lowest rates here in the state of Alabama. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you are renting, you've been thinking about buying, but maybe I'll use the word technically, you're ignorant of the home buying process.
Lots of people are.
That ignorance of it like keep you from taking the first steps. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, 567-4223. And Kim Williams will walk you through the process.
She does, man.
Starts with pre-approval.
Right. She's so easy to talk to. It's not like you're talking to someone in a different country that you can't halfway understand. Kim's right here local, and she's a great person. And you can call her like a friend of mine that's dealing with her right now.
Right.
He called her at midnight last night to leave a voicemail. She answered the phone. He was so... He's like, hey, Kim. And he's like, what are you doing answering the phone? She said, I'm working.
She's ready to go.
Yeah.
She's on top of it.
Yeah.
Sun or shine.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, she's there, dude.
Yeah, she's on top of things.
Yeah.
And that's why we love Alabama Home Mortgage and why you will love working with them, whether you're looking to refinance or your first-time home buyer. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Hey, Eddie, you know how I know it's a slow news day?
How you know?
Because Fox has Nancy Grace on.
Okay, I'm not trying to slam...
I'm Nancy Grace. There's crap going on. Let me see if I can stir it up.
I'm not trying to slam Chisholm because I am a product of Chisholm.
Yeah.
But I swear I used to live next to Nancy Grace growing up. That looks like a Chisholmite all day long. Sorry. Had to say it.
But I'm from that neighborhood, so I can say it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a product of North Chisholm.
272-9228, but I really find that's where we're at in this country, that Biden clip. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men and women are created by... Oh, you know the thing.
It's a pretty valid point, Joey. Now, you could do this, but if I had to take 8th grade history over again, if somebody laid down an 8th grade final history exam for me, I can't promise you I could pass it.
Eddie.
I know. I mean, I just thought about that. That's...
Well, let me ask you this, not just 8th grade history, but could you pass, they give a test before you get fully naturalized to become a citizen of the U.S. Do you think you could pass that test?
No way.
Really?
No, I've talked to two, maybe three individuals that have taken it, and because they were becoming naturalized citizens. The things that they were asking me that they were studying, man, I was like, if half the country took that test, half the country would be deported. That test is hard. It's not just a history test.
It's basic civics.
Right.
There's some historical trivia in there, but it's mostly what are the branches of government? When was the country founded? And then the trivia is like, you know, who's the first president?
Right.
These sorts of things.
You know some of that, but branches of government. So you got the bank.
The money
tree.
The
lobbyist, you know.
Yeah. You got the money tree, the lobbyist. Right. You got the pen and phone department.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Good God. But the answer, I got to answer why. Why are we this way?
Oh, I know why. Typical of American. A little bit lazy. I don't have to.
You don't have to.
Right.
I don't
have to. Joey knows it. Or my government. They take care of me. They know all that stuff.
Yeah, they'll take care of it. Yeah. Or it's also sometimes, if you remember certain principles, those
principles
are inconvenient.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mr. Kennedy at Highland Gardens.
No, he used to paddle me.
That was pretty inconvenient.
Well, you probably deserved it.
Oh, I did. I mean, yeah, come on.
No, in fact, I think we should bring back the paddle for politicians. Not for kids. Well, for politicians.
I'll be honest with you. As a guy who got paddled, I am all for paddling. I'm sorry. It kept me from doing much worse things, knowing that there was a consequence to my ignorant actions.
Fair enough.
And maybe as a society, we don't have enough of those consequences. Not life-ruining consequences, just lesson learners.
Right.
Let's say you get pulled over for speeding, okay? Should you, and let's say you're just going 10 miles over the speed limit. Should you immediately get a ticket and that's just it? Or should the cop be able to come up to you and go, hey, Joey, what are you doing? You know, this is a speed limit, Joey. You know, come on, take it easy. And then, because you're in the system at that point. They've ran your license, they know. Mm-hmm. So let's say Joey gets pulled over again within 30 days, speeding again. Well, definitely a ticket. Definitely.
But you're suggesting the cops should be able to pull me out on the side of the highway and paddle my backside?
Actually, yeah. I've seen that in a movie once.
We got enough problems with police brutality, Eddie, all right?
Well, or what about Rock'em Sock'em Robots? I just feel as a society, we could do better, but we take everything for granted.
I don't think there's any incentive to learn all these things.
Right.
It's like learn enough to get by to vote in November.
But you don't have to do that.
You just have to turn 18. Yeah.
You know?
No, it's making me wonder, like, how entitled have we become? Like, oh, we're the greatest. Got the greatest economy,
military.
You know, we beat the Nazis.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're good. You know the thing.
Right. You know that war we had back in the day?
And then, you know the thing. All men and women are created to be equal in outcome and have government control their lives from cradle to grave. That's the thing,
Everybody
right?
Everybody knows the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But how do we fix that, Joey?
Whew. One person at a time.
There you go.
And also, stop being pushovers. On occasion.
Stand up?
No, on occasion, stand up. And when somebody says, oh, I know this, hey, you're not only wrong,